There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. And as you hear me say repeatedly, whatever it is that's on your mind is whatever we'll talk about. That we talk about other stuff, either because you've sent me an email that said, would you please talk about this, or you've sent me an email saying, here's a specific problem, or we talk about stuff on Facebook, because I know a lot of you who listen to the program live are at work, hopefully not doing brain surgery while you're listening to the program. Actually, one of the New England Patriots said that he used to work out, I don't know, I assume he still does, I just haven't talked to him for a while, in time to my program, because I talk fast enough that if he just kept the pace of my voice, that he got a really good sweaty workout. Okay. All right, today is, let's see if we can put these all together. It's a National Day of Prayer, National Day of Reason, which would seem to me that reason and prayer aren't necessarily, they're kind of opposite sides of a coin, and National Tourism Day. So I will put this all together and say that we pray that tourists will keep walking, understand that this is not Disneyland, that they'll leave a lot of money here. So that's a combination of prayer, reason, and tourism. Dun, dun, dun. I know. Tourism has really kept this city alive when other cities were having trouble, especially after September 11th. But, man, they really do view it as Disneyland. And look, I know when I'm on vacation that I have a completely different attitude, mentality, rhythm. But there are those of us who are still work, and I'm just convinced that we should actually have the sidewalk with a little yellow line down the middle that says, tourist, stay to the right. You know, no one will hurt you. And everybody else can just pass them. I know. And it's a checking the cell phone. And not only when they're going up and down the subway steps, but when they're walking down the street. And I don't even mind looking up at the big buildings. Except it does slow the progress down. All right, today, in 1664, who knows if this is true or not, Louis XIV began construction on the Palace of Versailles, which is important to me because when I was in eighth grade in Mr. Mason's class and I was talking about the Treaty of Versailles, I pronounced it Versailles because I'd never heard it pronounced. I'd only seen it. And he said in front of the entire class, it's pronounced Versailles. And I said, whatever. And this was well before other people said whatever. And he laid me out in lavender. People died. I can't believe you're so disrespectful. And I remember that. So I now know how to pronounce Versailles. So Louis XIV, take this. You got me in trouble. All right. On a similar note, in 1718, which is a 36, 54 years later, the city of New Orleans is founded by Jean-Baptiste Lemoyne, Sieur de Bienval. So that's, and anybody who says it's pronounced Nolens, if you're there, or New Orleans, right? Nouvelle Orleans. Okay, Beethoven's Ninth was premiered on this day in 1824. Dun, dun, dun. It's a V for Victory is the Ninth. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. That's, yeah, okay. It was the performance was conducted by Michael Umlauf, which is not the same as Umlaut, under the composer's supervision. There you go. The AMA was founded in Philadelphia in 1847. Man, doctors got together early. I actually have a doctor story I'll tell you in a minute. In 1945, General Alfred Jodi signed unconditional surrender terms in France, ending Germany's participation in the war. The document takes effect the next day. There you go. And war was over. In 1992, the space shuttle Endeavour was launched on its first mission. This is something, do you know Edvard Munch's iconic painting, The Scream? Mm-hmm. You know the one, it's sort of like Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone, you know, where he has his hand on his face. I hate that picture, but it's considered a masterpiece. It was recovered undamaged after being stolen from the National Gallery of Norway in February. As far as I'm concerned, It's okay. Keep it. I have never understood. I think it's supposed to be about war and concentration camps. I just thought it was awful. And in 2007, Israeli archaeologists discovered the tomb of Herod the Great south of Jerusalem. So pretty interesting day, sort of historically. All right, I promised to tell you about doctors. There's a new app, which I think sounds terrific. Tell me what you guys think about it. It's called Heal, H-E-A-L. It's a smartphone app. On demand, you get a doctor shows up at your door. You download the app, type in details in terms of an address and a reason, adding a credit card and request for a family doctor or a pediatrician. The physician will arrive in 20 to 60 minutes for a flat fee of $99. I would do that. That's more than an office visit to a doctor. And as Trevor so reasonably points out, you're not around other sick people. I mean, I think it's a terrific idea. It became in L.A. It expanded to San Francisco. It's supposed to roll out another 15 cities this year. The doctors are on call from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 7 days a week, said Dr. Renee Dua, a founder and chief medical officer of Heal. And you know what? They're going to get some really good doctors. This, I'll tell you why. Because doctors hate managed care. They hate HMOs. And the deal is that they arrive with a medical assistant and a kit stocked with the latest high-tech health gadgets, including vitals, a high-definition video of your eardrum. They have affiliations with respected hospitals. They said, we're bringing back old-school techniques with new-school technology. They can diagnose and treat modern ailments like bronchitis, give flu shots, stitch up a nasty cut, or write a prescription. They'll actually pick up the prescription for you for another $20. Sold. But you'll have to file the insurance paperwork. So the real question is whether insurance companies will pay for this, which they should because it's cheaper than an office visit. I think it sounds great. Seeing someone where they live, I can look at what their life is like, what they're eating, how they're living, what's stressing them out. I can take as much time as I need with them, which is increasingly difficult to do in our current system of medicine. There's also a service apparently in New York called Pager. And it turns out that one of the guys who did Pager is also part of Uber. A first-time visit costs $50, regular visits are $200, and a physical is $100. So it's more expensive, although first-time visit, I suppose that's the idea, that the first-time visit, $50, is cheaper, obviously. Go to Nurse brings a nurse to homes in Chicago and Milwaukee. Includes at-home pregnancy care, help with newborns, elder care, and specialized services for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Looks like the visiting nurse. Curbside care offers house calls in the Philadelphia area. If you want a consultation, don't need a nurse or doctor in the house. A number of new apps create a virtual house call. The American Telemedicine Association estimates that nearly 1 million people will see a physician via webcam in 2015. United Healthcare announced plans to cover video-based doctor visits. I think it's terrific. The most popular app in San Francisco based on Doctors on Demand, which is backed by Google. The app, which offers access to 1,400 board-certified physicians, has been downloaded a few million times since it was introduced in 2013. For $40, a physician or a pediatrician will consult with you via video. The company recently added psychology webcams, dun, 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 50 for 25 minutes, 95 for 50 minutes, and lactation consulting, that's breastfeeding, 40 to 70 is a list of services. I think it's great. The average wait time to see a doctor is 20 days. People really want and need something faster. And what people are doing who don't have regular physicians are going to emergency rooms, which is expensive and not very good medicine. They said doctors on demand consultations diagnose and treat 95% of the people who call. The other 5% are referred. The typical patient's a working mom with children seeking quick help for common ailments. The writer just used the service after our daughter had been treated in the emergency room for a broken nose. I needed more advice, so I arranged a 15-minute video consultation with a pediatrician who answered all my questions and saved me another trip to the ER. I think it's great. There aren't offered in Alaska, Arkansas, and Louisiana, where state regulators impose restrictions. There you go. This is the medicine of the future. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Dog Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I promised a story about that would make you smile, which I think this one will, and then I think we're going to talk about movies or plays, events that you've walked out on. And I'll tell you, I'll tell you a couple. As I said, I've not walked out on very many, but it's not only... I mean, it's because they know who I am, and they'll call the next day and say, what's the problem? So there was actually somebody who called me today about a movie that I didn't like, And I said, she said, how was it? And I said, I hated every minute of it. I wanted that time of my life back. And I thought glorifying heroin addiction with bad actors was reprehensible. Did you like it? And she said, yeah, I did. And she said, would you like to have the... I said, "Why? What did you like about it? And she said, would you like to have the directors on your program to talk about it? And I said, no, thank you. Do that. All right. So there is a restaurant in Virginia and Maryland. It's a chain of restaurants called the Silver Diner. And what the chef has done is he's rearranged his kids' menu. They took off soda and fries. Okay? They added teriyaki salmon and quinoa pancakes. They still have chicken tenders and grilled cheese. All right? And they said everybody really liked it. They've been doing research with Child Obesity 180 at Tufts University. That's where I went to medical school, so I've known about the nutrition school, the School of Nutrition, for a long time. So they tracked what kids were eating, what families ordered at the locations during the 6 months before and after the kids' menu changed. So they had 350,000 children's meals, right? A third of a million. That's a lot. They said that before the changes, only about 3% of meals ordered off the children's menu qualified as healthy, meaning they met the nutritional standards set by the National Restaurant Association's Kids Live Well program. And let me tell you that the requirements are pretty minimal. After the menu revamp, 46% of the meals ordered met the standard. That's a huge change, right? That's like 15 times more healthy food. 57% of customers ordered French fries for their kids off the old menu. Only 22% requested the fries after they disappeared from the menu. 40% of customers stuck with the default side dishes, regardless of whether the sides were fatty or healthy. So, in other words, you're going to order what's in front of you, especially for kids. The idea, I mean, I think adults, too. I know some adults who will go in and look at a menu, and no matter how extensive it is, will ask for something not on the menu. I think it's just their way of showing that they're more important than anybody else. I tend to look at the menu and see what's around that I can't make for myself. I love restaurant chains that list the calories because you'll have two meals that seem more or less identical, but they'll be like half again more calories than one. I'm trying to remember one of the things that has like a chicken taco and a chicken burrito or something. And you'd think in theory they'd be the same, except one has got 50% more calories. And given the fact I don't actually care particularly about which is which, I'll just take the one that has lower calories. So I love restaurants that have the calorie count. People tend to choose the default. They don't like going out of their way to choose something. If strawberries and salads are the automatic choice, most parents and kids are going to be happy with that. It turns out the average price of the kids' meal did increase by 19 cents after the health-conscious overhaul, but most didn't seem to notice the difference. Restaurant revenues consistently increased during the study period. This shows restaurants shouldn't worry about disappointing their customers and losing profits if they change their menu. It shows that kids' palates are more sophisticated than we'd expect. Let me tell you, the kids lost it for our low-sodium teriyaki salmon. And meanwhile, moms were like, wow, I didn't even know my kid likes salmon. They said, if you're a parent and you're at fast food restaurant, it's likely that you're tired and the kids just finished soccer practice. You're going to order whatever's easiest. When the restaurants make healthy options visible and easy to order, customers tend to respond well. So why not make healthy choices easy and automatic? Dun, dun, dun. Disney Resorts recently changed its children's menu so that meals automatically come with fruits or vegetables and a healthful beverage. Burger King's kids' meals now all come with apples and milk instead of fries and soda by default. Even Mickey D and Wendy's have made similar swaps and dropped soda from their kids' menu, although parents can still order them. The kids don't notice these changes because they're really just in it for the toys. It's depressing. 97% of kids' meals don't meet basic nutritional standards. Healthier kids' meals is one of the hottest trends in the restaurant industry right now. Progress is slow. So listen, the next time you take your kid out for a meal, ask for a healthier menu. Just say, hey, listen, don't you want to be on the upside of the trend rather than downside of the trend? And the answer is, of course you do. All right, so we've got two really good stories. We've got one about... basically, the app for doctor house calls, which I think is terrific. I mean, think about it. We're doing more and more stuff online. It, as Trevor points out, keeps you and your kid away from other people who are sick waiting in the doctor's office. It's more efficient. The doctors in the long run are probably going to make more money on it. And the responsibility for submitting it, it's cheaper than going than a doctor's visit. And the responsibility for submitting it to the insurance company becomes yours, not theirs, which means that there's less overhead for them and less collection problems because you just pay them. You give them your credit card. And the insurance companies should certainly be on board with it because the overall costs are going to be less. And if you can get somebody treated early on, then there's less complications. And again, people who don't have family physicians tend to go, and especially at odd hours, tend to go to emergency rooms, which is much more expensive than regular care, than a doctor's visit, and usually not as good medicine. You have to wait. It's a misuse of emergency rooms, so real emergencies aren't treated as well. There was a study, we actually, I think, did an interview with the person who did the documentary, was talking about the overcrowding of emergency rooms, and I think it was called Code Red. And the idea being that they're just, or maybe it's called Code Black, which is just an overwhelming of a system because people are misusing it. And so people who were, for example, shot are having to wait longer because somebody with a sore throat didn't have their doctor. So, alrighty, yay. So some good news that's actually news stories. All right, I thought since one of the things I would talk with you about today is the movies that are opening this weekend. As I said, there's not much of a challenge to the Avengers. The Avengers are going to wreak out a number one spot again, which, and probably this weekend, next week as well. And next week is Mother's Day, so that I don't know if anything big is coming out next week, and I would guess not, because it's not a traditional day. It's a traditional day to be nice to mom, not necessarily to schlepper to a movie. All right, so we asked the musical question, have you ever walked out of a movie or a show? What was it and why? All right, Trev, have you ever walked out of a movie or a show?
I have not, however.
Never ever?
I am very forgiving when it comes to movies. I've sat through from some pretty stupid movies, which I guess I got to kind of look at for myself. But in any case, one movie I did shut off was A Walk to Remember because it was so just kind of sappy and unredeeming in my...
Was that the one where Martin Sheen goes on his kid's walk?
It was Mindy... What's her name? Mandy Moore or something? It was back in...
Oh, yeah,
the
early
2000s. I can't even remember.
Oh, yeah, that's a different one. Yeah, the other one has got some kind of walk in it, but I can't remember exactly. I'll check it out. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. If you want to call up and tell me what you walked out of, hopefully not my program, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Poor markets to cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at tobeyoungagain.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life, or dial 855-79-YOUNG. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG. tobeyoungagain.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105. 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Talking about what really matters.
Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Sienna. What's on your mind?
Basically, and very, very short, I've been married for almost 8 years. I'm 29. And about 4 months ago, my husband fell into a really deep depression. He has a father who's bipolar, a brother who gets anxiety attacks, and literally out of the blue, he started feeling really uncomfortable and went to a doctor, and he has depression.
Mm-hmm.
He's taking medicine. My question to you is, his behaviors have obviously not been normal. He really spends time with our children. We have two children. He, you know, is not there for me emotionally, physically. That's fine. I can deal with that. But there are moments where he's very short with me. And I'm wondering, what's the line between being supportive and being taken advantage of? In other words,
okay.
How long am I supposed to, you know, watch my kids not have their father around?
Okay, Cookie, how long has he been on medication?
I want to say almost 3 months.
Okay. Is he with a therapist, or did the family physician put him on medication?
a psychiatrist.
Okay. Is he seeing the psychiatrist in therapy as well?
Yes.
Okay. On a weekly basis?
He goes once a week.
Okay, good. I think basically I would say to him, I mean, if he's seeing a therapist and he's on medication, he shouldn't be snappy with you guys. Now, there may be issues sexually, and that may be part of what's really happening here, in that most antidepressants do have libido effect, that they can cause impotence and just plain lack of libido. And that may be, how old is your, you're 29, how old is your husband?
It'll be 31 this month.
Yeah, for a 30-year-old man who all of a sudden isn't interested in sex, that may make him a little cranky. So yeah. Instead of assuming that the crankiness is because of the depression, I would just say to him, look, if I've done something that's making you unhappy, tell me. If I haven't, then presumably you're seeing a therapist, you're on medication, that crankiness isn't really part of depression.
Right.
So I would say to him, you know, I mean, it may be that we put a little bit of marriage counseling in this or this, but I don't think you have to say to him, look, I've had enough. But I think I'd be careful about wrapping yourself in motherhood and the flag, because that'll just make him angry. But say to him, look, you're on medication, you're seeing a therapist, it seems like you're not so depressed, but it does seem like you're cranky. Am I doing something that's making you unhappy? And if so, can you tell me what it is? And if not, can you not make it my problem? Because that'll make me cranky, and then we're off and running.
Exactly.
Okay. So I think you can be supportive, but also straightforward and not a doormat.
I'm looking to hear.
Okay, good. Because I think going into it and saying, look, I'm tired of this crap, it's not going to get you any place. I mean, that's ridiculous. But sitting down and saying, take a walk with him and saying, I know it's hard for you to have gone to the therapist. I'm really proud of you. I'm delighted you're seeing a therapist. I'm delighted that you're on medication. I'm sure some things are coming up in therapy. But can we make a deal that if you're mad at me about something, tell me specifically what it is, and I'll take responsibility for it. If you're just feeling generally cranky, then maybe you can buy yourself some slack, and say, look, give me an hour or something, but I want us to be together in this, and I want to be supportive. But, you know, if it's not my problem, and I've sort of figure out that you're just mad at me all the time, I'm either going to withdraw or get mad at you back, and that doesn't help either of us. So explain to him.
One time he has said, like, I have to be on all day at work, and nobody knows what's going on, so when I come home, I just need to, like, unwind, and that's how he does it. He's just, like, very snappy.
All right, but how about, Sienna, if the two of you made a deal, are you a stay-at-home mommy?
I teach in the morning.
Okay. Maybe what you do is say to him, how about that either when you come home, that's why happy hour was really invented. And I don't want him certainly drinking. I don't want anybody drinking, but I certainly don't want somebody who's on antidepressants, on alcohol as well. But say to him, look, when you get home, why don't you go, how old are your children?
3.5 and 1.5.
Okay. How about if we put the kids in the stroller and we go take a walk together? Or how about if you go jog around the block? Or how about you hit the health club? So that he has some transition between being on it at work and being with the family. So you don't have to deal with him. So maybe he comes home and takes a hot shower and, you know, brushes his teeth, changes his clothes, then comes and gives you a hug. So just give him a little time to back off, or ask him what he needs or what he wants. But you don't need to be the doormat here, and you don't have to be the little scratching post or the sort of one that the kicking kid here. You don't have to put up with nonsense. But it sounds to me that he needs some time to just unwind a bit. Don't be a part of that, because it'll make you more comfortable if you're not.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Sienna.
Hi, Dr. Brown. I know your usual answer to my question, and perhaps...
but you wanted a variation on the theme.
Right, I want something tailored specifically to me.
Okay.
Your usual may apply. I have a stepdaughter who's 11. I've been married for 2 years. Her mother would like me to be as involved as a father, but the child's father is not really on the scene. He has limited function because of a brain injury. So she sees him rarely.
Doesn't make any difference, my dear.
Okay.
The deal is that the only person who can imbue you with fatherhood is the 11-year-old. You cannot take it for yourself, because she will argue with you that you're not my dad.
Right.
And while her dad may be compromised, he is still her dad.
Right.
And she loves him. And you don't want that role. Being the disciplinarian, I mean, think about what you really remembered and cherished from your folks. It's not the disciplining. It was the time that they told you you did a good job, or they gave you a hug, or they showed something of themselves unexpectedly. The role of disciplinary, all of us would be better parents if we sort of focused on what the kid did right, tried to be a mentor and a friend, not a disciplinarian. You're in a much better role. You don't want to be, I mean, and I think you need to explain that to your spouse, who doesn't want to be the bad guy, but tough. That's her biological child.
Right. Well, as actually the child is adopted, but still.
That make a difference. It's,
yeah.
It's her child.
Right.
She's the mom. And you, but you have a very valuable, incredibly important role. So why would you want to take on a lesser role? And the answer is you don't.
Okay.
All righty.
Very good.
Aren't you glad you asked?
Yeah.
You won on that one.
I did. Most
yes,
people don't.
You
but
did.
They
I know. I know. You won. All righty.
All right.
Susan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I was a marketing manager, and I was laid off in January, mm-hmm. and the job market here in Puerto Rico, which is where I live, is very tough right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm divorced, and I have a 22-month-old baby,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to spend more time with her, and I was considering teaching.
Okay.
But in Puerto Rico, they pay like $24,000 a year.
How much were you making before?
What?
How much were you making before?
$40,000. With my bonus, $43,000.
Yeah.
And my mortgage is $1,200. Mm-hmm. The father is not really consistent with child support. So
well, you can pay less taxes.
But my question is, would it be unwise for me, like, if I were to consider moving to the States without really knowing anybody with a baby?
Well, it's not even that. I certainly wouldn't move to the States if we had a job. I mean, if you're thinking the streets of Laredo may have been paved with gold at one point, but we're having the same problem you're having.
Okay.
So I think I would certainly not. I think certainly moving to the States is not a problem, but I wouldn't move without a job any place.
Oh no, 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 with a job because they're looking for teachers in various states, and they
yeah, but I'd make really sure. Well, yeah, but I but also find out what housing costs. Yeah, I mean the point is what you need to do is figure out. I mean, like the ad says, it's not what you make, it's what you keep. So the other thing to figure out is, because it sounds like you're not completely happy independent of your job and your financial situation where you are. So the thing to figure out is, are you going to have a support system where you're going to go? Which is not necessarily a reason to go or not go, but it's one of the factors. If you have teaching credentials, and you feel like you can get a better standard of living, I'd certainly find out, and it may be, for example, that you could teach, let's kind of figure out, I was going to say I'll figure out what the best possible situation is, but it's not that I should figure out the best possible situation, it's that you should figure out the best possible situation of what would make it sensible for you. For example, if you were teaching at a private school and part the salary itself might not be a huge amount more than you're making now, but if it included housing, campus housing, in exchange for campus housing, you would be able to be a house mother or something like that. That might be a perfect situation. So think about what would be the best possible situation for you and go for it. Don't sort of start with of what the worst, you know, the minimal situation is. Figure out what the best possible situation is. When I was had a practice, I had people come in and say, well, you know, I want to change my job. I don't like my job. And I said, well, all right, what do you want to do? And they could go through a whole list of things they didn't want to do. You know, I don't want to file, or I don't want to be a secretary, or I don't want to have a long commute. So they could think very specifically about what they didn't want. And they weren't thinking at all specifically about what they did want. And the problem about abstractions is that it doesn't tell you what to do next. The issue about specificity, when it's positive, can tell you where to go next. When it's specificity and it's negative, you're going to end up in that situation. Because it's the only thing you can think about specifically. All right? So think about what the best possible world would be for you, and then go for it. But, you know, listen, if you'd be happier teaching, then money may be one of the factors. But don't assume that because you're getting more salary that you're going to have more take-home. All right? Depending on what your expenses are. Check it out. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Sarah, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome. How might I help you?
I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm very glad I'm on the air. I really need some help before I say more than I should.
Okay.
Okay. The thing is, my son has a daughter out of wedlock, but
okay,
he's married now to someone else.
Okay.
This daughter is now 11 years old.
Okay.
And he sees her every other weekend, and
okay,
then in a couple hours in the middle of the week.
Okay.
And he lives about a 40-minute drive. Like, I live close to this little girl's mom, okay?
Okay.
So sometimes I pick her up.
Okay.
And, boy, I'm not sure if I'm going to make that clear here. I'm a little bit nervous.
That's okay. You're doing fine.
There was supposed to be a family gathering a couple of weeks ago with the little girl's birthday at a cottage.
Okay.
And her mom makes it difficult at times, but she had, like my son and his wife had arranged to spend invite all the family at the cottage and have her birthday there.
Okay.
And a part of the day at least. But then her mom invited a little girl and said that her daughter, I'll take you to a fashion show.
So she said, say that again. She said what?
Her mom said, well, why don't we go to the fashion show? Like I have. So,
okay. Yeah. So the mother came up with an alternative, a bribe.
Instead of
Going with her dad. Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. So that was upsetting. I'll call her Lily, this 11-year-old granddaughter.
Okay.
And Lily chose what her mom had offered. And so then my son texted everybody, said, it's canceled, never mind, it's not going to happen, the cottage thing. And yesterday, my son was here, and his daughter were here for supper. And then just at the end of the evening, he said, now you better apologize to Grandma. And I thought, what did she do wrong? And I tell her, it was all your fault that we couldn't go to the cottage and have your birthday there, because you chose the stuff that your mom had instead of what we had in mind. And tears started coming out of her eyes and mine. And I never put my arm around her. And it's just, I felt so terrible.
Listen, honey, your son is acting like a horse's patootie.
Yeah.
And what we need to do, go ahead, I want you to go ahead and finish your story. But the issue, that's a terrible thing to do. It's putting the kid right in the middle and making her feel guilty, and it's really unfair.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me what your question to me is.
Okay. Well, there have been times, my son works actually close by my house, okay?
Okay.
So sometimes he asks, like on Wednesday, he says, could you go and pick up Lily at such and such a time and have supper with her, and then I'll come when I'm done work, okay? He works extra hours, you know. And I do that. And then sometimes then he says, could you take her home? My stepson is having a sport game. So he spends very little time with his daughter because his stepson has something going on. He has to rush off.
Yeah.
And she doesn't say anything. She's very polite. I mean, she never says anything. And I feel, okay, like yesterday, my son said, you have to speak up for yourself. And I thought, well, she should speak up for herself, like saying, well, you'd rather go to the sports game, your stepson, whom you see a whole lot more than me, and spend a short time here with me, instead of taking advantage of that little time that you have at me.
Right, she's not going to do that. She may at some point. How old is the stepson?
The stepson is 2 years younger. He's 9.
Okay. What's going to happen? All right, tell me what your question to me is.
Okay, what I was going to do, that's why I said at the beginning, before I say too much.
Right.
What I was going to do, look, son, she doesn't speak up because the other day, a couple times now, when you spent so little time with her on the day that you could have her and instead rush off to go to your stepson's sports thing instead of spending enough time with her. But she didn't speak up. She just kind of sadly looked on and said goodbye. I was just going to say, I'm going to remind my son, say like, look, she doesn't want to speak up because she could have spoken up. But she doesn't.
Yeah, listen, I'll tell you what. I think the answer is a guarded yes. I think it's time to take... you've got Mother's Day coming up, which I don't know if your son's going to spend... And it doesn't necessarily have to be around the holiday. I just think that that it's obvious that you're going to spend some time, hopefully, with your son. Here's what I would do. It doesn't have to be that day. Maybe even calling up before Mother's Day or after Mother's Day and saying, hey, listen, why don't you come on over for breakfast? Or, come on over, I'll buy you a hamburger or something. I'd like to talk with you. And then I would say, you are my son. I love you dearly, but let me tell you, I think there are two things that we need to talk about together, and you know, you can sort of dismiss this as your Budinsky mom, but two things. First of all, trying to make what's the child's name?
I'll call her Lily.
Trying to make Lily feel guilty. Lily's going to feel like she's caught in the middle all of the time, and you're the absent parent. Her mother is there all the time, and her mother is going to be able to figure out all sorts of wonderful bribes. But what kids, everybody, moves toward pleasure and away from pain. And what you understand that you're in the same situation where when your stepson wants to go with his dad, if you want him to be with you, you'll offer him something. You'll offer him a baseball ticket or an ice cream cone or something. So this is just human behavior, number one. Number two, what you need to do is understand that it is tough to be an 11-year-old who loves both of your parents and feel like there's a tug-of-war going on. So I need to tell you that I'm going to start raising my eyebrows at you. You're too old to spank or send to your room, but that's not a fair way to behave. That's not a nice way to treat a child. You're the adult, and of course your feelings get hurt, and of course, the person to be mad at, if you're going to be mad at anybody, is Lily's mom. But understand, Lily's mom is not going to be your fan. You didn't marry her. You married somebody else. She has to and understand that Lily sometimes talks about how great her dad is. So understand that Lily is in a very difficult position. Your job as her parent, as her dad, is to stay involved with her and understand that she's in a very difficult position trying to please two parents who don't like each other.
Mm-hmm.
Number three or two or whatever we're on, understand that you're doing some acting out as well, that Lily feels that you go and spend time with your stepson and prefer doing stuff with him than stuff with you, and you have limited time with her and a lot of time with him. So why don't you and I sit down and just talk out together, and I promise not to yell at you or to judge you, but let's figure out a better policy toward Lily and your stepson so that, and maybe just a schedule would work better, and understand those schedules are going to change. Let me put you on hold, Sarah. Can you hang on for me for a little bit?
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right, hang on. Let's go over this, but think about what I said, and then let's go over the specifics of it, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.